We are learning Masechtas Erev in Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah. It's a sugya that we have touched on a few times in Masechtas Erev about regal hapnimis going into the chitzayinah. That means you have two chatzeres, one in front of another one, and the only way for the pnimis, the inside chatzer, for them to get out is only by walking through the chatzer chitzayinah. That means in the chatzer pnimis there's a few houses, and they can make an erev for themselves. We'll make air with the other one. But the difference here is that the two courtyards are back to back, and the people who live in the back, in the Pnimis courtyard, could only get out to the Rosh Rabbim or to the Mavi by walking through the Chitzayna. And there's a Shaila, if the Drisa Zeregel, that right that they have to walk through the Chitzayna, that right is like you live there to a certain extent, and therefore they have to be part of the Erev. And the Gemara is going to talk about Shiloh, the Mishnah, it's regular Asura, regular Mataras, it's less than the Mishnah. Shtei Chetzeres, Zul, Thrim, Zul. You have two Chetzeres, one in front of the other one. You have a Primus and a Chetzoyna. Irva Primus, the Primus made an Erev. That means in the Primus there were five houses, in the Chetzoyna there were five houses. So in the Primus they made an Erev for themselves. V'lo Irva Chetzoyna. And the Chetzoyna did not make an Erev for themselves. The halacha is a Primus Mataras. In the Primus, they're allowed to do, they're allowed to carry from the Chatzah to the bias to the Chatzah. V'hachitzoyna asura. The Chitzoyna is also to carry from their bias to their Chatzah. Why? Because they don't have an Erev. That's case number one. Case number two is, Hachitzoyna, the Chitzoyna made an Erev, V'loya Primus, and the Primus did not make an Erev. Shteyim asuras, they're both asur. The Primus is asur because they don't have an Erev. The Chitzoyna is also why? Either made an Erev. The answer is because since the Primus walk through their Chatzah, and they were not ma'arev together with the Pnimis, they didn't make an Erev, they didn't unify themselves together with the Pnimis, therefore, the regal, the drisa regal, makes it osur. And therefore, they cannot carry from the bayis to the chotzer in the chitzayna, even though they have Erev, because there's someone else's rights here who did not make an Erev. Erev zula atzma, zula atzma. Each one made their own Erev, not together, each made an Erev for himself. Zum mutaris b'nei atzma, v'zum mutaris b'nei atzma. They each mutter for itself. And the part of this mishnah that's a chiddush is that the Chitzoyna is mutter for itself, even though the Pnimis walks through them. But since the Pnimis is mutter b'mekayma, so this part of Mishnah's mashma that regal ha-mutaris b'mekayma is muter, does not aser. If they're mutter where they are, they have the Erev, does not aser the Chitzoyna. Rabbi Kiva argues. Rabbi Kiva holds oisa Chitzoyna. He holds that the Chitzoyna is aser in this case. Each one made his own Erev. They didn't make Erev together. Each one made their own Erev for their own five houses. The chitzayna, the outside chatz is also washed. Drisa is a regular isra also, because that they walk through it, asses it. The chacham ma'imrim ain't drisa regular isra also. The drisa regular is not aser. What does chacham mean? The Gemara was in a little discuss. This chacham is saying there's no drisa regular at all, or dafka regal hamutaris b'mkayma. And the Gemara of that will be inspired, this chacham. The Mishnah goes further and says, shachach echad me'a chitzayna v'loy iriv. If one of the chitzayna, they made an Erev there, but one guy forgot, and he didn't make an Erev. And the Pnimis made an Erev, and a Pnimis, then a Pnimis Mutaris, a Chitzoyna Esura. That means you had each made an Erev for himself, and what happened was that the Chitzoyna, one of them forgot to make Erev. So the Pnimis is Mutaris because he has Erev. The Chitzoyna is Asura because one guy forgot to make Erev. What about the opposite case? I mean, a Pnimis lo Erev, one of the people in the Pnimis forgot to make Erev, one person in the Pnimis. Then Shteyim Asuras. Why? The Primus is also because you're missing one person. The Chitzoyna, even though everyone made an Erev in the Chitzoyna, it's still also because it's regular Hasura Bim Kaima Asers the Chitzoyna, because it's also where it is and they walk through it, that makes it also. The last case of the Mishnah, Nosnu Eruvam Makim Echad. And the Gemara is going to explain it means they put the Erev in the outer one. This is a case where they both unified, they made one Erev for both of them. They made them into one, both Chatzeres, all 10 houses made one Erev. And they put it in the Chitzoyna. But the shachach echad beimin apnimis beimin chetzoyna, but the irav shteim asuris. The halacha is if either one forgets what someone from the inside, someone from the outside, they're both aser. And the Gemara will elaborate what the reason is, but quickly we'll say the pasht the reason. If the primus, one of the primus forgets, so then he's aser bim koima, obviously, because they don't have an irav, and they walk through the chetzoyna, it's aser. And if the Chitzoyna forgets, even though everyone remembers the Pnimis, it's still also. You know why? Because the Erev is not by them. So they can't say Achna Dasha, they can't close the door and say, I'm not part of you, because their Erev is in the Chitzoyna. And the Mishnah ends off, M'hoyu shal yechidim einan tzrichin l'arev. If there was one person living in the Chatzar Pnimis, and one person living in the Chatzar Chitzoyna, the lach is you don't need your Erev at all. Why? Because it's regal hamuteris b'mkayma. And we're going according to the Rabbanan. It's a stoma like the Rabbanan a hold. Regal hamuteris b'mkayma does not ask them. Stam mishnah like that. And that means that since he's mutter where he is, so therefore it's not aser in the chitzayna. Now, if it'll be two people in the primus and they didn't make an erev, then it'll be aser. We stand to be aser, and even though it's one person in the chitzayna, why? Because then it's regular asur mekayma is aser in the chitzayna. But when I see in the Gemara the chiddush that even if there's two in the outer one and one in the in one where it's regular mutaris mekayma, there it's like zera. That you might get mixed up between two and one where it is, it's going to be aser. That says dafka shal yechidim ein tzrich el arev. But if there be two in one of them, altogether three, then it wouldn't need an erev, at least at zero, even when the two are on the chitzayna. So the Gemara vayta ka'aser rav dimi rav yana. So this Gemara first is going to think one thing and then they're going to change it around. Ka'aser rav dimi rav yana zu divi rav kiva da'oma afilu regal hamutaris v'mkoyma Oiseres shaloi b'mkayma. Rav Dimi says that our first ratio of the Mishnah is going like Rav Akiva, who holds that regal hamuteres b'mkayma is oiseres shaloi b'mkayma. Avacham oimrim, the Chum hold kishem shiregal hamuteres ain oiseres. Just like if the pnimis is mutter b'mkayma, it's mutter in its place. It doesn't ask it because it walks through. Kach regal hasura ain oiseres. The same thing is. A regular asura, even if they're asur in their place in the Pnimis, is not asur. That's what Rav Dimi first wants to tell you, that this whole Mishnah is Rav Akiva, but Rabbanon hold that it's always mutter. Rav Dimi right now is saying there's no man the Yama holds that there's a difference in regular asur mekayim and regular mataris mekayim. So Rav Akiva holds it's always asur, and according to Chama holds always mutter. And the Gemara is going to ask kashas from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in the ratio of our Mishnah. It says irva chitzayna v'loy pnimis. If the irva chitzayna means that the outside chatzim made an erev and the pnimis did not make erev, lachis shteyim asuras. They're both asa. So here's a case where the pnimis is asa b'mkayma because they didn't make an erev, and it says they're both asa. The pnimis and the chitzayna asa. Man, ilayim Rabbi Kiva. Who's this going according to? If it's going to Rabbi Kiva, ma irya regala asura. What do you have to tell me a case where the pnimis did not make an erev? And therefore, the asur b'mekayma. I feel regal mutaris nami. Even the regal that's mutar also b'mekayma. Even if they made an erev, it would be also out to regal. So why does the Mishnah say a case where they didn't make an erev? Elalav must be the rabbanon. And here we see the rabbanon hold dafka if the asur b'mekayma, then it asurs the chitzoyna. But if it's mutar b'mekayma, we mutar. So you see, this the zman yoma holds the difference between mutar b'mekayma and not mutar b'mekayma. So Mar says no. Loilam Rabbi Kiva. This ratio could be Rabbi Kiva. Loizu afsu k'tani. And it says, Lois Wav, so it's saying, not only is a regular surah b'mekayma asers the chitzayna because it walks through it, even if it were mutter b'mekayma, it would aser. That would be Lois Wav. So. Okay, more goes back to the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Erev is Wav, is Wav, each one of their own Erev, Zuma Teres Vinyasma, Zuma Teres Vinyasma. They're each mutter for itself. And so first of all, it says clearly that it's mutter for itself, even though the panimis are walking through the chitzayna, it's mutter. And we also have a diak. Taima, the irva. And only because they made an erev in the panimis. Haloi irva, shteim asuras. Haloi irva, it would be asur. So we see it clear. V'hai taina, dama, we see this tana holds. Dama, regal mataris, inasaras. If it's mutter, b'mekayma, in the panimis, if it has its own erev, it does not asur because it's a regal. And regal asura, isaras. But if it be regal asura, it'd be asur. So Mani Ha, who is this line like? This is all in the beginning of the Mishnah. Ilay Rabbi Kiva he, I feel a regular mataris nami. Even regular mataris asers. And he was saying, no, only by irva it's good. Elav Rabbanani. That's kasha number one. But oh, even the safer Rabbi Kiva, reish lav Rabbi Kiva. That's the kasha number two. So let's take a look at the reish of the Mishnah, the chaf of the kasha. The reish of the Mishnah says, shtich atzer zu fnimazu, irva pnimis la irva chitzoyna. So apnimis mataris chitzoyna asur. That's simple because there's no irva in the chitzoyna. Good. The next case says, achitzoyna vloy apnimis. Shteyim asuras. So there we had a kasha. Why do I have to say that v'loy apnimis in fear of Akiva, even if we did have erev? Okay, so we said loy zu avsu. The next case was erev zula atzma zula atzma zuma teres me'atzma zuma teres me'atzma. So we're saying, how could that be Rabbi Akiva? Because it said that it's mutter. Teretz is rabbanon. It's mashma dafka with erev. So you see, rabbanon hold dafka with erev. There's a difference in regular asura and regular teres. And even more so, it says Rabbi Akiva oiser hachitzayin ashadris regular asurasa. So how could that line erev zula atzma be Rabbi Akiva if it says Rabbi Akiva? That's second kasha. How can you say that's Rabbi Akiva? It says Rabbi Akiva Oyser. So Gemara answers, no, I have a way to figure this out. Kula Rabbi Kiva. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. Until it says V'chamayim, it's all Rabbi Kiva. V'chasuri mechzer, v'akhtani. Ir v'zul atzma, v'zul atzma, zum teres v'atzma, zum teres v'atzma. Now you're going to ask me, what do you mean? Why is it mutter? Why is the chesed mutter? The primus is walking through them. And according to Rabbi Kiva, even regal ha-mutteres b'mkoyma, if they walk through you and you don't make an erev together with them, it's aser. So you have to put in these words, medvar ha-murim, that the mutter v'atzma shah asa daka. They put up a little daka. What's a daka? We had before this idea. It's like a little small, tiny door. It's only 4 tefachim high. And that shows that the primus saying is, I'm giving up my rights to walk through the chitzayna. They can walk through to get out outside guest, but they're giving away their rights to walk through it. Then even Rabbi Kiva agrees that Risa Regal will not ask her. So medva murunch asadaka, avaloy asadaka, then chitzayna asura. Then the lach is chitzayna asura, dear Rabbi Kiva. Why? So Rabbi Kiva oyser has a chitzayna even when it's mutav, and Risa Regal oyseres even when it's mutav mekayma. And the Chum Imrim, right after that, like we have in our Mishnah, that Ein Drisa Regular Saras, which means across the board. He's arguing everything. And he just waited till everyone finished, the Rekiva finished talking, and then he said, Ein, there's no such thing as Drisa Regular Saras. Not if it's Mutter B'Mekayma, not if it's Asta B'Mekayma, Ein Drisa Regular Saras. So right now, Rav Dimi is still in full force. He holds his 2 sheetahs only. There's Rav Akiva sheet that holds that Drisa Regular always Asers, and the Chum sheet is that Drisa Regular is always. It's always mutter. That's where we're going right now. There's no in-between shita. The Gemara is going to ask now 2 kashas and approve it is an in-between shita, and that's who the ratio of the Mishnah is going like. That's the Gemara is going to approve. Moshe Rabbi B'Abaya. It says at the end of the Mishnah, M'hoyu shal yechidim, einon tzrichin la'arav. They belong to yechidim, you don't have, you need an erev. It's mash. M'hosho rabim tzrichin la'arav. If it'll be more than 2 people, you need an erev. Alma, regal amateris b'mekayma einai seres. Mashma dafka because they yechidim with a mutter b'mekayma einai seres. But regal asura einai seres. But regal asura einai seres. That's kasha number 1. Tosis handles maybe could have been talking about adaka. He says because the mission is not talking about adaka. It's mavuri. The mission is not talking about adaka, so he couldn't say that. But upon him, the kasha number 1 is you see clear at the end of the mission there's a difference between yechidim and a rabbim. So there's someone who holds the difference between regal asura and regal amateris. That's kasha number 1. Oid Master Ravina, Shacha, another case in the Sefer, Shacha Echam Echachem Le'irev, one of the outside guys forgot to make an Erev, and the Primus did make Erev, HaPrimus Mutares, V'chitzayna Asura. Then it says, Shacha Echam HaPrimus, V'lo'irev, then Shteim Asurais. Sounds like time with the Shachach, only because the one of the previous guys forgot. Holo Shachach, Shteim Mutares, V'mutter. So what do you see again, Adiyak? Alma Regal HaMutares, Eino Eseres. If it's regular Mataris B'mekayma, if it's mutter in the primus, they carry around the primus, then walking out won't make a problem. Regular Asura Yisaras. So again, you see there's an in-between shita. So Gemara says, you're right. Elik also Rav and Rav Yanai, Gimel Machlekes B'davas, 3 Machlekesim. Tanakama Sov Regular Mataris, Eina Yisaras, Regular Asura Yisaras. A Tanakama that says that Irva HaChitzoyna, that the case of the made an Erev, that the primus did not make an Erev, and only the chesed made an Erev, shteyam asurais, and then it said, Erev zula atzma zmuteres, that's the first shito who's mechalik between regal asura mekayma, regal amateres mekayma. That's a Tanakama. Tanakama is of regal amateres, which means that it has a good Erev in the primus, eino yisaras, and also yachid will also be the same case, and regal asura yisaras, but if it's also mekayma asas, that's the Tanakama shito. It's mechalik between. It's mechalik if the pnimis is mutter b'mekayma or not. If the pnimis is mutter b'mekayma, then the drisas haregel into the chitzayna does not aser. If it's aser b'mekayma, it does aser. And Rab Akiva saw a regel if the regel mataris aseres, even regel mataris asers. Rabbanan basroi savri kishem shu regel mataris ein aseres kach regel asura ein aseres. Same thing, regel asura does not aseres. Now. So there's 3 shittas over here. And just to throw in a little bit svara here. What is a svara that walking through asr? So the svara, that's a very simple svara, is that's kilo I live in your chatzah to a certain extent. So the svara of the Rabbi Kiva is that you're walking through, it's always awesome because I live in your chatzah, I had to make air with you. That's very simple. The Rabbana will hold, the last Rabbana hold is no such thing as Dvisa Regal holds, walking through is not called living by you. what's the in-between shita? That if you're mutter b'mkayma, it's mutter b'asa b'mkayma b'asa. The difference is like this. There's two ways to say it, but there's one like kofen amir stoim type idea. That if you're mutter b'mkayma, we could tell you, give up your rights for Shabbos. You live in, you're anyway mutter, you don't need it so much, you're mutter b'mkayma. So therefore, give up your rights to walk through me, and you'll walk through me to get out, but give up your rights, and therefore, you won't need an eruv. But if you're asa b'mkayma, I can't tell you to give up your rights, you're stuck, you can't carry up your house, you want to be able to get out, and therefore, that would make that would be the svarim. No, because it's called bittul chatzah lechatzah. We have it before. It's called bittul mechatzah lechatzah. It could be like this. Someone hold, yeah, you could be do bittul. Someone can do bittul. If this happens on Shabbos, you don't have an area. If you want to make it bittul, that's machlekes. If you say most amaroyim hold, it's mutter in this case, because even though in bittul chatzah lechatzah, when it comes to places they ask each other, you could do bittul. The only one who holds not is Rava holds. You can't do bittul in this case.